the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Thursday night edition of the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett. Joining me, Steve Fizz. Steve, how you doing, pal?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm a bit tired. I actually did a day's work today, so that knocked me around.
But, actually,
it was nice.
Get out and do some work and when it's not raining?
Yeah, it was sunny. We were working on this Rich Brick's house down in Summers today. It was pretty nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, we've got a big show for you tonight, but starting off, we've got a bit of news as always. We're going to start off with a bit of a feel-good story. Jack Trangove set to return for the Demons after about 2 years out of the game. So good to see him finally get a game, and hopefully he can sound the part for the rest of his career.
You know what, John? I'm going to disagree. I think it's terrible because Jackson Trangove has become fantasy relevant now as a ruck. I can't handle it. The names are too similar, and it just upsets me.
Well, you're going to remove an R from the G and the O, and you'll be sweet.
No, it's too much. It's too much for me. I can't do it.
And an S-O-N too.
Yeah, I just get confused. It's too much.
But it's still a good story. I like Jack Trangove as a player anyway.
I don't remember Jack Trangove as a player. I remember him as a figure skater. I don't know. I was just being silly. I don't remember him. Does anyone remember? They're like, oh, it's great. I remember he was really small.
Small. I actually went down to Richmond training one day and got to meet him when he was captain. Can you believe that? Captain. And he's a very small man.
Richmond training?
Melbourne training.
There you go. He's tiny.
He is tiny. I'm like 6'1", and he was smaller than me.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, 6'1's a decent height. Like, you know.
For Mitchell, that's tiny.
Well, I'll tell Caleb Daniel that.
Yeah, true.
Anyway,
but did you hear this? The Lions today, they were training with music blasting throughout this arena. Okay, the crowd noise that they're going to face against Carlton on Saturday afternoon.
That's interesting. It seems like they're expecting a crowd to turn up for that one.
Hey, that was a joke exactly I was going to make, so what up?
Well, it was pretty low-hanging fruit, so yeah, that's about where we're at.
It certainly is. And did you hear this as well? It came out a couple of days ago. The AFL are open to abolishing the rookie list for clubs just to give them more freedom with the selection of their players and list management. That's bullcrap.
I don't mind that.
I like the rookie list. So what? You miss out on players like Kirk, Nick Maxwell, Dean Fox.
No, I don't think that's going to be the thing. They just want to expand it so they expand the primary list so they don't have to, you know, guys aren't, if they're performing, then they can't, you know, they can just play them. They don't have to be elevated or anything like that.
Yeah, I didn't explain that, but yeah, good point.
Well, I think that's what they're trying to get at. I mean, otherwise, then, yeah, you would have it, but.
And in other news, if you are heading up to the Gold Coast this weekend to watch Sydney on Saturday night, take your poncho and lots of umbrellas because they're predicting up to 35 and 100 mil of rain for this weekend. So it's going to get crazy out there.
Yeah, just park your boat out the front. It'll be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Rubber dinghies are advised.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Facebook where we are. Where we can go to facebook.com/thedraftdoctors or head over to Twitter where we are at the Draft Doctors. And moving on now to the ins and outs of the weekend, starting off with Friday night, the first Friday night game getting the Tigers. In for the Roos, you got Wood, and out for Dumont. How would you describe his bad for the court case reasons?
Well, it can't be form because Drew Petrie's still in. Sorry, a bit of shade on Drew there, but yeah, not good. Not good.
No changes for the Tigers, but Magic Door has finally over with the team to Tasmania. So there's been rumours all week that Goldie is not going to play. So yes, it's definitely going to be a watch this space, I would think.
You are really hanging on to that for dear life, aren't you?
Well, I'm hoping so, because I am playing you in our league of records this week. So, but and speaking of that, thank you for that awesome chicken parmesan last night. Free food always tastes better.
I can't help it if Collingwood freaking can't finish a game.
I got lucky, I must say, I got lucky on that
you
one.
Fucking oath, you got lucky!
Yeah, because the Doggies were cooked, I must admit.
They weren't cooked, but they weren't looking great.
Cooked as in, yeah, they weren't looking great, and they weren't going to win if they didn't get if Collingwood didn't get 700 injuries.
They're only it's not like Collingwood were 10 goals in front. They're only like 2.5 goals in front. Like they might have still lost. I'm just saying, you know, whatever.
For the early game at the MCG on Saturday afternoon for the Hawks, Will Langford being managed, and as we know, Matthew Spanier's out for 8 to 10 weeks without. Bad hamstring injury yet again. In comes Howe and Stewart. And for the Demons, we've got Dawes, Trango, Frost, Vanderbilt, and Oliver in. Out goes Garland, Newton, Viney with that. Oh, it says hand here, but we know it's that suspension first. And Kennedy and Neil Bullen omitted.
I mean, he broke his knuckle. He's got a broken hand.
Yeah, no, he has a broken hand, but he got suspended as well. So,
oh, so what, they have to change it next week?
Yeah, that's. Next week.
Nah, crazy. I'm interested in Clayton Oliver, man. I'm interested in Clayton Oliver with Viney out. I feel like he could get some time in the centre.
As a tagger? Or just...
Sorry?
As a tagger?
No, no, as a ball winner.
As a ball winner, but we're not just ball winners. Someone can tag Mitchell, aren't they?
Well, someone. Well, that'd be Tom Bug.
Oh, that's true, yeah. But, yeah, no, Clayton Oliver's been good for salary cap. Yeah,
but, you know, I'm interested in him in this game as well if I needed a late-week pickup.
Yeah, and we'll talk a bit later on the show.
Yeah.
And moving on to not the game of the round, but the Blues beat Carlton.
The Blues beat Carlton?
Yeah, the Blues beat Carlton, the Blues beat Lions. Like I said, no one cares about this game. In for the Lions, we've got Tommy Rockliffe. Coming back from that hamstring injury, and serial ducker Reece Matheson omitted, and also Mark Murphy out with that injury for at least a couple of weeks, and your boy Nick Graham and Byrne get a game again.
Yeah, look, yes, Byrne's been pretty good. Not super relevant for draft leagues, but Nick Graham, I'm very interested in Nick Graham this week if I needed a player.
Yeah, I mean, especially the way Carlton have been playing, all their players seem to improve and improve their scoring as well, so could be great for a late week pickup.
Yeah, absolutely.
And all Rockcliffe owners are jumping for joy.
Yeah, he's back. He's back. Man, with Tom Rockcliffe, I feel like, remember that Simpsons where Lisa's putting Bart up against the hamster and
yep.
She electrifies the cupcake? I feel like Bart. With and Rocky's the cupcake, and I keep just getting and I never learn.
Yeah, you never learn. But what moving on to what will be game of the round is the Cats beating the Giants down at Cadinia Park, the Simmons Stadium, whatever they call it these days. In Daniel Menzel, Ruggles gets a game after. Did you hear about this? They dropped him because he was late to the ground because they reckon he went to the MCG. Instead of Eddie Hatch against the Blues.
It's possible.
It is possible. I mean, Tim Watson did it, so why not Ruggles? And in for the Giants, in Phil Davis, big in for them, and Bunting out, arm with the toe, and Kennedy with the shoulder.
Yeah, it's, Menzel's probably the interesting guy there. You know, he'd been patchy good, and you know, he's a half forward. He's good and bad.
Yeah, absolutely. Pretty good if you can stash on the bench or... I suppose we've got Phil Davis. It's a pretty good defence there for the Giants. So maybe not playing this week.
Well, that'd be something to certainly consider.
Yeah, absolutely. And moving on to the Saturday night game, the Suns beat the Swans. No changes to the Swans. Why would you? They're absolutely going great. And the Suns seem to have got players back in Rosa, Sexton, Colin Jazzy, Took Miller, Calamachi, and Joyce, with Russell, Shaw, Cameron, Tate, Lemon, and Jay, all admitted, except for Lemon, who has a rib injury.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of interesting ins there. Colin Jazzy's obviously in someone's team, so that's good. But, you know, Matt Rosa and Alex Sexton, I remember Alex Sexton was pretty handy as a forward pickup earlier in the year. He's back finally. And, yeah. You know, Matt Rosa was actually playing pretty well. His average looks pretty bad because of that game he got injured in, but he might be available on some people's free agency pool.
Yeah, and we also like the way Took Miller was going about it before he got injured.
Yeah, I get the feeling he was playing injured as well.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
So, yeah, Took Miller, certainly interesting.
Speaking of interesting, this is going to be an interesting game. The Freo Dockers up against the Bombers this week.
The Dockers are pretty heavy favourites.
Yeah, you get good value on the Bombers at $3.95 on some betting agencies at the moment.
Yeah.
So that's in for the Dockers Monday, back after the calf injury. Patterson and Tucker in. Iverson, as we know, going forward for that wrist injury, with DeBoer and Langdon out. And in comes Louis Berger, Jack Maris, Will I Hand, and out goes Jamer Kelly rested, and Michael Hartley out with a hamstring.
Yeah, it's, you know, the James Kelly owner is probably pretty disappointed because he's been killing it.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
But Jackson Merritt's had some pretty good form in the VFL. Salary cap players will be interested in Darcy Tucker on the bubble. And, you know, if you're the David Mundy owner, you're just praying like Christ he doesn't get injured.
And Mundy owner, they're praying like Christ he can put some scores together and trade him out to some suckers.
Well, we might be able to talk trade with David Mundy later.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, anyway.
But moving on to the first Sunday game, we've got the Pies v. the Power. I reckon that'd be a pretty good game, to be honest. You got Big Cloak actually named on the field at the moment. McCatter's back, Sinclair, Witt's named as well. Goodyear and Marsh, out go, as we know. You got Fasola with that shoulder, Adams with that hamstring, and Darcy Moore with that the collarbone. And in for the Power, you got Carlisle, Broadbrown, Brandon Archie, and Austin, and out goes Homsch with a hamstring.
Yeah, it's, man, the Power backline is just taking a battering. I don't think there was any way Collingwood couldn't have brought in another, in you know, Travis Cloak this week. It just, I actually think that this gives him every chance to succeed. I mean, the poor backline's just been decimated.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if he can't kick, what would be, I think, 3 goals, really? You would think.
Oh, look, I'd want 2 and a hand in a couple of others.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment.
You know, I don't want to go telling him to kick 5 goals because this has all the makings of a low-scoring game.
Yeah, that's true as well. But what else has Collingwood got in that forward line now? Not much. Oh, it's Mason Cox.
Well, Ben Crocker's been going okay. Jesse White's actually... just hang on whilst I go VOM for a sec. He's been playing okay.
He has, actually.
Jared Blair. Yeah, there's not much there, really. I mean, it's they're really going to be relying on Treloar getting a goal, Chris getting a goal, Penderbury getting a goal. But, you know,
maybe getting a couple.
Sorry?
Sidebum?
Yeah, Sidebum. Degoe, if he could kick straight. Ben Crock has been pretty good for a pretty deep rookie pick. Really interesting to see Jared Witt's name. That, for me, that's the really interesting piece of the puzzle. I think that's, if they're going to, and I would expect they're going to want to play him, but man, Brody Grundy owners are going to be filthy.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that there. So what we said, Witt's name, that's basically the ruck killer for Collingwood because the points are just going to be split, good thing.
Yeah, we remember seeing Brody Grundy last year when he was on his own. He was very good in terms of scoring, not because he's a great tap ruckman, but he's very good around the ground. But Witz is obviously better in the ruck, not so good around the ground. But when they were together, the scores just went, you know, down, like terribly down.
Yeah, they certainly did.
So, you know, this is actually a game Jackson Trengove might win one in every three or four hit-outs as opposed to one in every six.
Yeah, call it a break-even quarter contest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving on to the middle game, we've got the Doggy West Coast at Etihad Stadium. On the extended bench, you've got Will Minson finally getting maybe a game. Mitch Honeychurch and Bailey Williams' name. Kane Lucas, one of their draft picks from last year, I think it was.
Kane Lucas used to play for the Blues, man.
You sure? Is it the same? Is
it Kane Lucas, buddy?
Was it?
Yep.
Okay. Well, yeah, play for the Blues. Andrew Gaff back in the contention, so hopefully he's all right. And the Yo Man is also back. It's going to be a pretty good contest. But I don't see how Minson gets in that team.
No, well, Minson's not getting in that team. This to me is game of the round. And I'm really, really interested to see how Andrew Gaff comes back from the concussion.
Yeah, as we know, when players do come back, they are pretty horrible for the rest of the season, really.
Yeah, I can't imagine Kane Lucas is getting a game.
No.
Yeah.
Kane Lucas kick four goals against the Tigers in that elimination final.
Jesus. yeah, some big ins for the... Well, this I'm really excited for this game. I reckon I'm really keen to watch this one. Eddie had, should be up and down.
Should be fast.
A lot of goals, you would hope.
You would hope and think, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And in the Twilight game on Sunday, Arvo, you've got the Crows v. the Saints with McKay, Rory Laird, and Matt Crouch all named on the extended interchange. And for the Saints, you've got Tom Lee, Jimmy Webster, Jack Billings, and Hugh Goddard named Sam Fisher out with a hamstring.
Wow, that is a big out.
Yeah, he's actually quite decent last couple of weeks, actually.
Sam Fisher is good. I mean, just in terms of football, that's a huge out. I'm really looking for Taylor Walker, Jenkins, to someone to get hold of this. I mean, we know Taylor Walker's found his mojo. He could be in for a huge afternoon.
Yeah, I'm hoping Tom Lynch goes... absolutely spastic.
Well, Tom Lynch could go ham as well. There's no doubt about it. But because I just think one of those big keys could get a hold of the Saints. Maybe, I don't know. I'm really looking forward to this match as well because they both play very attacking football.
Mm. And it's been interesting with the Adelaide forwards that I suppose all of them can't dominate, but it's always been two or three for a few weeks and then they swap it around. Like Eddie Betts was up for a bit, went down. Jenkins was up, went down, Tom Lynch up, etc. So it's interesting how this one's going to pan out.
Yeah, it's, geez, they've got a really high powered forward line, don't they?
Mm. They are pretty good to watch.
Yeah.
But moving on now to our captain's lounge where we've got our pick for those who don't own a Gary Ablett, a Patrick Bamford, or a Gosling. These are the guys that we think are going to go pretty good this weekend, and I'm going to start with Luke Dalhouse. Averages 102 in his last five in Supercoach against the Eagles and 7 in Dream Team.
Yeah, I mean, he's having a super year.
And he's having a super year as well, probably in All-Australian yet again.
Oh, you would think so, absolutely. I'm going to name any Swan.
Any Swan.
Well, not any Swan, but any of the Swan midfielders. Obviously playing up there against Gold Coast, who are just a points vacuum. Should I say points enhancer? But apparently, as we said before, there's going to be a lot of rain. Well, one thing the Sydney players thrive in, it's a lot of rain. JPK, Hanavery, Jack, Mitchell... Parker, I'm feeling pretty great about all of these guys.
How was that little tidbit I gave you the other day, Tom Mitchell against the Gold Coast?
Yeah, it's a pretty big stat, but
It's only two games, though.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it was interesting. This is going to be Tom Mitchell's 50th game. We talk about him like he's like this ultra-premium player. 50th game.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, we did mention when we had that conversation that his form away from the SCG isn't great. Well, I think the wet conditions can offset that a little bit. Really plays into his wheelhouse, I think.
Well, you look at against North Melbourne, he went 178, so no, wasn't super wet, but it was still wet enough.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that's what I mean. I think it really plays into his wheelhouse. A lot of tackles in the wet, so that's great for your Dream Team-based scoring. But, yeah, I'd have no qualms starting any Swan mid as a captain.
Yeah, absolutely. And the next guy I'm going to go is Rory Sloane from the Crows. In Supercoach, he only had the last five against the Saints. He's averaging 110 and in Supercoach, and in Dream Team, he's averaging 108. So,
great numbers.
Very good numbers, yeah. Wait till you hear my next one. You'll fall off your chair, mate.
That's possible. My next one is it's David Zaharakis.
Interesting.
It's more to do with the matchup against Fremantle. Fremantle are just getting chopped apart by mids. I think Kelly out helps him. You know, I don't know what Crowley's going to do. It's obviously match against his old team. But I think Zaharakis has been fantastic this year, and I'd certainly look. You know, I think Essendon are going to be more competitive than the books give them credit for in this game. So I'd certainly look for him to have a big game and run around that ground and get plenty of possessions.
Yeah, actually, Kemper put a cheeky 10 on Bombers as well.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't blame you because 375 or whatever the hell they are, that seems like overs to me.
Yeah, absolutely. The next guy I'm going to talk about is also an Adelaide player, and it's your boy, Old Man Thompson. Hold on to your chair. His last five against the Saints in Supercoach, 113 average. And Dream Team, 118.
There's some massive numbers.
Massive numbers.
Geez, you're going to have some sack to captain him because he hasn't made any great touch.
No, that's true. How many free kicks away? Did he give him about 50 this year or something like that?
He gives away a lot. And we talked about it before that the Crow mids really aren't possession magnets, I guess you could say. This year for under their game plan, but
St Kilda, a lot of stoppages maybe. Who knows? They might decide to lock it up.
Oh, look, I mean, you can't argue with those numbers, but again, it is a different coach for Adelaide this year, so.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's a great option. It's a great option.
Yeah, absolutely.
My next option in that match is actually in that match. That's Lee Montagna. We know he's having a fantastic season. The numbers against the Crows are fantastic. For the most part, the last couple matches were a bit down, but I think the history is there. Like we said, Adelaide don't dominate the possession in the midfield. I think Montagna can certainly run around and pick up his cheapies as he tends to do.
Yeah, absolutely. One guy I've been liking him. Go pretty well in this game. Port Adelaide is still side bottom. Last five against the Power, he's gone 107 average in Supercoach and 110 in Dream Team in the last five. So, and having a pretty good season to boot.
Yeah, he's one of those players that really benefits from the interchange cap. But
And also with Adam going down, he's going to be doing a lot more gut running. So if there is a test at all. And then you can do the more.
Oh, he's just a star. My next option, yeah, a little bit risky, but the history is there, and that's Dustin Martin against North Melbourne. Has a fantastic history. We know he's in ripping nick at the moment with his new inside midfielder role, and he's just killing it. There's no Ben Jacobs to tag him. If you wanted to go Cochin, I wouldn't blame you, but the history shows Dustin Martin is the man to go with.
Yeah, he's been killing it in the last three weeks or so, 4 weeks.
Yeah. They were looking for that inside player, and they were trying Townsend, and and all that, and it didn't sort of work, and they've gone with Martin, and he's just...
Lost the contest.
Oh, he's in career best form, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't doubt that for a second.
So, yeah, interesting choice, though.
Yeah, and as always, we like to have a roughy captain's choice. This guy from Carlton, he's absolutely smashing this year. Bryce Gibbs. Like, he's only averaging 100 in certification and 90 in dream team in the last five, but just the numbers he's produced this year, that might be against the Lions.
Yeah, that's a really... Yeah, he's not someone that really jumps out as you as a captain option, but he's putting some big scores up and really taking control of that midfield, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Like Will's article, he's saying shot up in the Brownlow contention. He's like third or fourth favourite now, which is... You would never guess Bryce Gibbs as a Brownlow contender.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a great player and he's really putting it together for him, so that's a great pick. My risky pick... It's probably less obvious and not one of my favourite players, so you're really going out on a limb here. It's Ollie Wines.
Wow.
look, I take the away teams. Obviously, away teams don't win as much, but I think Porter in with a chance against Collingwood. He's actually the best of the Port mids against Collingwood from a history point of view. Like, Robbie Gray, not great. Travis Spoke, not great. Your Chad, not great. Real great against Collingwood. Ollie Wines is the guy. He's only played him a few times, but put out a couple of pretty big scores. So it's an interesting one. Let's be honest. The ruck contests are going to be a little bit dirty because if Grundy's main ruck for Collingwood and Trengo's a main ruck for Port, I can't imagine they're exactly knocking the ball down their midfielders' throats.
No, absolutely not. Sometimes you think they bought McCaffrey just... bigger body in the contest or to actually tag someone out of the game?
No, I think McCaffrey will be... Like, Taylor Adams is basically playing off half-back. I think, maybe that's what they do with McCaffrey. I mean, they're running out of numbers.
Yeah. I just thought they might have tagged someone out of the game, but...
No, I don't think... Oh, I think if anyone's going to do that, it would be Greenwood. Greenwood's been playing to run with roles.
That's true, yeah. What about that?
So, but yeah, Ollie Wines, very obviously that's my risky pick, but
really interesting for rain on Sunday as well.
Sorry,
prediction for rain in Melbourne on Sunday as well, so could be a bit of a sloppy contest.
Yeah, really interesting for me. Also, was Marley Williams didn't get named for Collingwood.
Yeah, that is very interesting. Probably another week in the Magoos to get some form up.
Yeah, well, yeah, like they mentioned, you only played the three quarters of the previous week and Collingwood VFL had to buy last week. So, yeah, they might just want to get an extra week into his legs. Plus, I think Ben Sinclair's a bit of a fan favourite. He's a bit of a favourite of Bucks.
Yeah. And if you're just wondering why I'm picking any ball, I had a look at Jack Gunston. He's only played the D once.
So there's no history, really.
There's no history, but he's still like 95, so yeah, it's solid.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Yeah, I think I'd feel pretty okay about Jack Gunston this week.
Yeah.
But, we can only go on form, history, and these sort of things. So if you've got better options, hey, man, throw them up, all right? No one's gonna blast you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, it's kind of pretty interesting. He's only played Melbourne once in his whole career, which is, yeah.
Well, I mean, Hawthorn only played at the Gabba once since 1982, apparently.
That is true, yeah.
And Brisbane weren't even in the league then, so it was silly.
Super a Hawthorn there. I wonder how much they won by that day.
Well, I don't know.
But moving on now to our late week pickups, where if you're just struggling to fill that last position in a certain position, we've got it here for you that might help you out, and I'm going to start it off with a guy I snatched up today, and that's Jack Darling. Averages 82 in Dream Team and 95 in Supercoach against the Doggies in 83% of teams.
Yeah, he's had an underwhelming season. Do you really back him in to score good against the Dogs?
Yes.
Really? Why is that? I'd be interested to know. Why is that?
Purely the numbers.
Purely the numbers?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Yeah, actually, I thought Jesse Lonergan would be an interesting pickup this week. He's going to be in a lot of pools, and I feel like in the wet weather, not a lot of, you know, he's obviously a defender option, and I think in the wet it really suits his contested game style. He might be able to score good if he really needed a defender this week.
Defender mid too.
No. Yeah, but you're not playing mids. Come on.
Maybe the buy range is pouring down range for them in Gold Coast.
Who else is out there, Jono?
Defenders are still on the defenders. Nick Haynes from the GWS, only in 62% teams. Got a pretty good average at the moment, 84 in Supercoach, 73 in Dream teams. Not too bad, especially with that defensive pool pretty thin at the moment.
It's pretty thin, yeah, certainly playing the matchups. How about Jack Trengove? Which one?
Yep.
I don't even know, the Melbourne one.
How many teams is he in? Do you have a number there?
No, but I feel like he wouldn't be in many.
No.
And, you know, it's like we talk about in the preseason, the lottery, you know, the late round flyers, the lottery picks. Well, he's a lottery pick. You don't know what he's going to produce. If he comes out and produces 100, everyone's going to want him.
That's right. It'd be good to just stash him on your bench right now if you can.
Yeah, that's right. I think the Hawks are a really good team too. No disrespect to the Hawks at all, but they're the sort of team that lets midfielders score okay because they tend to play that zone, so midfielders can find the pill.
Yep. Yeah, I was going to say just pick up any Melbourne midfielder because they tend to get a lot of the ball against the Hawks. But person I've got here, he's a breaking case of emergency. That's Majak Dawe. Anyone owns Goldie, if he is out this week, 25% of teams only own him, so it could be handy just to stash him on that bench or in your forward line and see how he goes if Goldie is out.
Trengove's in 44% of teams, so he's having
okay.
Yeah, shut up, John. Goldie's playing.
I don't know.
Shut up!
Hey, stash him in your forward line. It's not going to cost you anything to get back like 25%. Seriously.
Who, Majak? Yeah. Another guy, Nick Graham. Come on, playing midfield against the Lions. This feels great.
Yeah, just going to carve him up, you'd think.
Especially in your fantasy scoring formats, he's a little bit more friendly than the super coach. So I'd certainly have no problem drawing out Nick Graham as my seventh mid.
Yeah, speaking of seventh mid, this guy is still only in 53% of teams. Talking him up quite a bit, Rory Atkins, still in 53% of teams.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. I think it's another great matchup for him against St Kilda. I think that's another team he can score well against.
Yeah, absolutely. He knocked it out of the park last week, and I can see him doing it again this week.
Yeah, that's... I've got no qualms. Rolling him out there this week. Oh man, I'm looking at the. I still have a feeling Joe Danaher, this was a good game for Joe Danaher.
Got an itch you can't scratch at the moment with that?
Yeah, there is. And it's. I really wish I could scratch it and get rid of it like Joe Danaher should get rid of that goddamn mustache.
Horrible mustache.
This is. Jesus Christ, come on. But I don't know, there's just something about it.
Well, if you look on William Hill close to the game, they have a head-to-head goal kicker. It'd be like Danaher to kick two goals.
No, I don't want any part of him. I don't want any part of him that relies on him kicking the ball straight.
Okay? Oh, okay.
That's not what I'm saying is going to happen. I'm saying he's going to take a lot of marks, basically.
We can bet on that, too.
And whatever he does with the ball, in terms of his general hacking the ball some direction and then it goes some other direction. That's no part for me.
He should actually kick straight with that. If that Fremantle Doctor's blowing across the ground, it should be all right for him.
Blow it back online, you reckon?
Yeah, possibly. So he could kick 8 this week. Who knows?
Jesus, I hope it blows over the MCG on Sunday and Travis Cloke could kick a couple.
He's not that lucky.
Oh, he's so bad. But he's an option this week against that Port defense.
Oh, would you risk it though?
Well, if I needed a, if I had no forwards and I needed a score, maybe.
Yeah, possibility.
I mean, you could play in a really deep league and Travis Cloak staring in the face.
Yeah, that's true. Danaher could be there too.
I mean, personally, I think I'd rather take the donut, but.
Yeah.
Well, the donut causes no pain.
Mm.
There's no expectation with the donut.
No.
That's all I got, man.
I think we spoke
about some guys earlier in the week. You know, like Walker, Williams, Atkins, Blakely.
I think that was about it, wasn't it?
Well, that's all for me. I think if you need to go deeper than that, you're pretty well screwed.
Yeah. Do we have any questions this week, Steve?
Nope.
No questions? All right.
I mean, I question my life.
Question my life?
After losing that goddamn... And the look on your face when the Palmer came out and it was, you know, 8 inches off the plate under a pile of chips that were...
Hang on. Yours was under a pile of chips. Mine was not. Mine were all crispy.
Well, they were crispy, but it just gives me the shits. I'm already sworn, so I'm tagging this explicit. I don't care. I'm all angried up.
All right, I might leave you then, but that wraps up the show for tonight. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. Hit the like button there. Please leave us a question, leave us a review on iTunes as well. We really appreciate it, and we're very happy to read them out. Steve, I believe you've got a blog too that you've been writing for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I've also been writing the A Dozen Deals blog. It's adozendeals.blogspot.com.au. Two pieces up this week, the usual 12 transactions column. But also I put out a piece yesterday, just sort of some strategies for the upcoming buy rounds in regards to waivers, trades, and just looking ahead at your matchups if you are, in fact, playing the bye weeks.
Yeah, good call. And something we might be able to look at in the next couple of weeks over the bye week, just to set up your team and some strategies that might be employed.
Yeah, I think the we'll probably repeat a lot of the things that were in the blog. I know some people are checking it out, and that's great. But certainly, even if you're an advanced player, maybe you just enjoy the writing. If you're a rookie player, then I'm sure there's some tactics that can help you snag an extra win in those weeks.
Yeah, and those wins are important.
Absolutely.
All right, that wraps it up for this week. Good luck to everyone in your games this week, and we'll see you on Monday.
Yeah.